AP Sports, I'm Steve Carney. The Yankees get a spark from their star slugger and a minor league call-up to cruise past the Tigers, correspondent Denny Kapp reports.
Aaron Judge hits his major league leading 44th home run as the Yankees blank the Tigers 3-0. Judge went deep in the eighth inning to add insurance and help Gerrit Cole earn the win. Cole improved to 4-2, scattering just four hits while striking out eight over six scoreless innings. Oswald Peraza also homered for the Yankees, making his season debut after being recalled from AAA following Jazz Chisholm Jr. being placed on the injured list. Yankees manager Aaron Boone.
I thought he looked smooth over at third. And that easy pop that he's capable of doing that. So just excited that, you know, he's in a good place and because he's a guy that can really contribute.
The Tigers threw a bullpen game starting Bo Brisky. He only pitched the first inning and took the loss, allowing two walks and a sacrifice fly.
The win allows New York to regain the best record in Major League Baseball and the outright lead in the American League East after the Orioles drop a 12-10 decision at home to the Red Sox. Masataka Yoshida homered and drove in four, while Rafael Devers also homered and added three RBI. The Twins pull to within three games of the lead in the American League Central with a 4-3 win over the Rangers. The White Sox get a pair of Luis Robert homers in a 5-4 victory over the Astros. The Phillies earn a walk-off win over a division rival, as correspondent Michael Luongo reports.
Trey Turner's walk-off single in the bottom of the ninth inning gave the Phillies a 3-2 win over the Nationals. Philadelphia led 2-0 when Washington tied the game, scoring two runs in the top of the ninth. The game winner by Turner enabled the Phillies to pick up their sixth walk-off win this season.
The way this one ended, I think, was good as well to have them tie up the game and then obviously not quit and keep grinding and win it, I think, was good.
It was Turner's sixth walk-off hit of his career and his first four-hit game since June of 2023.
I feel like I'm doing things right. That's kind of how I look at, you know, the past month and then the past 2 days is just doing things right.
Nick Castellanos and JT Realmuto also picked up RBI singles in the win.
Other National League finals, Brandon Nimmo's three-run homer helps power the Mets over the Marlins 7-3.
For us to be able to come out and put some more runs up against them and have a big inning, that was really important. And obviously really, really proud of the guys.
The Rockies get past the Padres by the same 7-3 score, and Kevin Kiermaier's first homer as a Dodger leads Los Angeles to a 7-6 victory over the Cardinals.
We got a lot of really talented players on this team, and I'm just laying down the weeds down there, 7, 8, 9 hole. The other team probably doesn't think a whole lot of me, and that's okay. I try to do damage anytime I can.
Meanwhile, the Brewers get another win on their homestand with a victory over the Guardians. Correspondent Chuck Freeman has details.
Early offense lifted the Brewers to a 5-3 win over the Guardians. The Brewers won their third in a row. Willy Adames smacked the three-run home run in the first inning off Guardians starter Gavin Williams, giving the Brewers starter Aaron Civale an early cushion. Civale, a former Guardian, pitched six shutout innings. He says the Guardians are an explosive team.
Around some of them for a while. Some of them are new faces, but what they've been doing this year is definitely impressive, and tried my best to keep the game in my control.
The Guardians eventually touched the Brewers' bullpen for a three-run eighth inning on Jose Ramirez and David Fry home runs. With closer Devin Williams unavailable, Noel Pyamps closed out the ninth, 1-2-3 for the save.
Other interleague finals, the Rays blow a 4-2 ninth inning lead, but rally to walk off the Diamondbacks 5-4, while the Blue Jays get walked off in Chicago by the Cubs 6-5 in 10 innings. The Royals roll past the Reds 7-1. The Pirates end a four-start winless streak for Paul Skenes with a 5-3 victory over the Mariners. And Mickey Moniak's sixth-inning RBI double proves to be the difference in a 3-2 win for the Angels over the Braves. In the WNBA, Caitlin Clark puts up another double-double in her first game back from the Olympic break as her 29 points and 10 assists give the Fever a 98-89 win over the Mercury. Indiana sweeps the season series from Phoenix with the victory. Other WNBA finals, the Dream stage of fourth quarter rally capped by Tina Charles Bucket with just over a second left to beat the Storm 83-81, while DeWanna Bonner's 29-point night leads the Sun to a 109-91 win over the Wings. A gambling scandal at the University of Notre Dame has resulted in the suspension of one of its athletics programs. Correspondent Gethin Kulbaugh reports.
Notre Dame has suspended its men's swimming program for at least 1 year after an external review found members of the team violated NCAA rules by wagering among themselves on results of their competitions. The review also found that members failed to, quote, treat one another with dignity and respect. Athletic Director Pete Bavacqua said that not all team members participated in the poor conduct and that Coach Chris Lindauer and his staff fully cooperated. Members of the team will be permitted to transfer, though NCAA sanctions would follow those found to have broken rules against gambling.
And there's a two-way tie on the top of the leaderboard at the halfway mark of the FedEx St. Jude Championship in Memphis. Correspondent Graham Agars reports.
Danny McCarthy rode his hot putter to a second round 63 to join Japanese superstar Hideki Matsuyama on top of the leaderboard at 11 under.
I did everything pretty well. I putted well. I hit a lot of good iron shots. Bounced back nicely after a couple of the bogeys I had. Yeah, everything felt really solid today.
Matsuyama there after a 64. Sam Burns joined in the birdie fest with a 63 of his own to move to 10 under, just one off the pace. Olympic champion Scotty Scheffler keeps on keeping on. With two rounds to go, he's well placed in fourth spot at 9 under, just two off the pace.
Steve Carney, AP Sports.